You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Oh my God, it's that time again.
Oh my gosh, we're just playing peekaboo with my child, which is like really the fundamentals of theatre, isn't it?
On stage, off stage, on stage.
Of course. And she's my harshest critic, because when she doesn't crack a smile, I feel terrible and like I'm destroyed. But, you know, it's all part of it.
Yeah.
We're not alone, though.
We're not alone. We have in the studio Coda Forrester and Brindley Stent. This is very exciting.
Yes.
What are we talking about,
Alice? We're talking about camping. I want to say camping 2.0.
because, yeah,
it is the second coming. Second coming? Third?
It's coming? Sort of the third. Yeah, we did a return season, but we've souped it up. So I would say this is the 2.0 version.
2.0. Yeah. I had the pleasure of seeing camping when it first came into this world, but it's back. The show of camping, a Sainsbury Parker written one, but actually you guys in the room, you guys are writing when you're...
We're actually officially on the script now as well. It's it's written by Tom Sainsbury and Chris Parker with Brindley Stent and Coda Forrester.
A little whiff.
Yeah, we're a whiff.
We're very pleased that we will get a cut of whatever the play market cut is.
Yeah. A royalty, thank you. Yes, you get your 1.5% of that 10%.
So good when the royalties come in, right?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, actually, you know, this is interesting though, this conversation of acknowledgement, right? Because you guys are, you know, yes, you get a script and they write stuff, but you guys are the characters and you are writing on the floor, and you're both exceptional improvisers and writers yourselves, and you write your own material. So actually I do think there's like something like beautiful about being like, yeah, actually, and these guys are in the up you, Sainsbury and Parker. It's really lovely. So tonight you open the show.
Yes.
Coda, how does it feel to get back in the room to explore the world of your character's name is Fleur.
Yes, Fleur. It feels bloody good, thanks, mate. We're just... What a way to end the year as well. Like, we're just all so grateful that we can hang out, have a laugh together. We're four very close friends, and what a joy to have the bells and whistles of Silo with us as well. So just in terms of, like, being managed, like the four of us being told when our schedule is, and we have a director and we have a
Mike
person
Roberts
doing props and purpose, you know, Dan Williams making an incredible set. So that element added to our normal foursome is awesome. You're welcome, Tamaki Makoto.
You guys have made a lot of shows together, obviously. So you have a bit of a shorthand when it comes to when you're on the floor. Like, do you guys kind of, like, does it just feel like getting back in the room with your mates and doing it again? Like, what is that like?
We have a real big shorthand. It's quite interesting. None of us take anything personally, and we all have ownership over the entire work.
Right.
So you'll often find, I think some people may find our demeanor kind of like cutting, but sometimes it'll be like, I think you can cut that line. Like, we'll just go straight to this. Or this is funnier. Or you'd be like, here's a joke for you.
Yeah.
So everyone's kind of like, everyone kind of writes it and has their own ownership of the whole thing.
Which is interesting, right? Because actually that requires a huge amount of generosity from the person receiving and the person giving. You're not being like an asshole to each other because it's fun to be an asshole. Like, there's some real trust in that kind of thing. Like, I mean, you've made a lot of theatre, Co, and you've worked with a number of different companies and such. So do you reckon is that the theatre thing for you, or is that the comedy scene? What, like, that contributes to that kind of generosity?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both, but I think it's also just the time that we've all spent together, you know? It's like the history of the friendship runs pretty deep, so it's there's a shorthand, like you say. Yeah. So I think we all bring our own, I don't know, like it feels very even, like there's just something magical about the four of us when we come together.
Yes.
That happens, that's kind of unexplainable, but very, very cool to be a part of.
And as an audience, that's what I love, is like when you're an audience member, you get to be a part of that. You get to watch it, and it feels like when we're watching you guys on stage, because I've seen lots of you guys' shows now, it's like you're in on the jokes too. There's a very particular kind of twinkle in the eye that you guys have. You let people laugh at you. You let people laugh with you. It's a really lovely way to kind of finish the year, because it's been a bloody tough one. The other thing is, like, what does it feel like, Bryn, to, like, go back to a work you've done before? Is it kind of like, oh, here we go, or, like, anticipating, oh, yeah, I know that one's got the big laugh, etc.? Or are you actually, like, in it fresh, new eyes, new ears?
It's interesting with this one because it, very much of it is still the same, but, like, because we've got this theatre company that's sort of working with us, it has been deepened, and, like, it's... there were bits of it that haven't aged in a bad way, but we just thought, you know, like, we can make this more complex. Like, we can take it, we can take these characters to be more coming from a real place of repression, or, like, kind of, we just want to make them more real. Whereas beforehand, they were big, broad strokes, very, like, top twins, kind of not, you know, whereas it's kind of, we've had the time to do the theatre, the theatre pass on
it. You've beated the actions and the script.
Exactly, exactly.
And tell me about the characters. So Fleur, who missed is Fleur? What is her deal?
Fleur Marie Bien is a proud menopausal woman. She is ex-pageantry. She's from Te Tairawhiti. She loves performing. I think she's always dreamt of being a singer. Lately life has sort of is wearing her down a bit. She's suffering majorly from perimenopause, and she's, which is, I know, is a buzzword at the moment, but she's trying to self-soothe all the time. And her sort of character arc is coming in very low, very depressed, very on the brink of a divorce, and ends in a much happier place. And that's been so fun to track. Like Bryn was saying, usually it's broad strokes, but it's like, now before you go out there, you actually think about what these characters are going through, as opposed to, we're gonna be crack up. It's like, oh, we're gonna also do acting.
And actually I can discover new things hearing how it lands with my audience, and that can change the way that a line is read, and that you guys are working moment to moment, what's the Mike Alfred's, you know, different every night kind of stuff.
Totally. And also I think Sophie's challenged us as actors this time, and we all come from, you know, comedy backgrounds as well, but she's really challenged us to go, actually ignore what the audience is doing right now, and what is your scene partner doing? Because I think we all have the temptation to ham, things are going wrong, we grasp for the one thing that we know, which is, like, we've all got our own different habits, you know, but it might be commenting on the scene, or it might be going, like gamming a face to the audience or something. And Sophie, who's amazing, the director, Sophie Roberts, is like, no, actually stay in it here, because you're going to get a better laugh down the track if you stay in it than just, like, the cheap kind of,
oh my God,
like, not that there's not some of that too. There is.
I mean, like, is it kind of like put a penny in the jar every time you turn out to the audience? Like, no.
Yes.
That's around for everyone.
Yes.
It's a crate. And your character, Connie?
Connie Cummings. Connie Cummings. Constance Cummings.
Tell me about Connie Cummings, which is hilarious. Talk to me about Connie.
Connie is a very strange woman. She's young. She's a newlywed. She's worried her husband's in the closet, I think. Well, she's just discovering this as the show sort of begins. Like, she's noticed some issues with their new marriage, and she's kind of going, what's going on here? Is it me? Is it him? But she's a bit of an alien, to be completely honest. She's scared of doing a lot of things. She's scared of trying melon. She's scared of trying... She's never had a cocktail before in her life. She's just a strange...
Oh, it's like Brindley pre-drama school.
It exactly is. Yeah, it is. It is. She doesn't like pesto, you know, like... She's just a strange girl.
Just delightful.
But has lots of wants and desires just to be... Her main thing is she just wants to be loved for who she is. She kind of discovers that as the play goes on. Yeah.
Gorgeous. So Camping, you guys open tonight. You had a preview last night. Opening tonight. You're on for 3 weeks. Tickets are selling
bloody fast.
You guys have already built second shows into Saturdays, I believe.
Yeah.
Because it's that popular.
Yeah.
It's the show to go to finish off your year.
It is.
The equivalent, I guess, of a Christmas, like going to a Christmas show.
Yeah, I think people are using it as a Christmas show.
Yeah, it's down at Q Theatre, so go check it out. Go to sidotheatre.co.nz or qtheatre.co.nz for your tickets.
Yes.
Beth, oh my gosh, we could keep talking.
We could go forever.
Ages, but we're going to wrap it there. Can't wait. Thank you guys both for coming in. Break a leg.
Pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you. What a way to finish off the year.
So fun.
Thanks.
Thank you all for coming in. We'll be right back after a short break to give you your art guide for this week.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.